All right, we will call the Finance Committee meeting of Monday, August 1st to order. Second order of business is the approval of the minutes from the May 2nd, 2022 meeting. So moved.
Move for approval.
Second. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Next.
Aye.
Thank you, sir. Next, we have public comments. Anybody here from the public who would like to make a comment, please come up, give your name, address, and 2.5 minutes, please.
Kevin Kinnane, 3032 River Vista Way in Dunes West. On the number 5, the Carter budget, I've been looking around for a few years. I drive up and downtown all day long. Buses are always empty. Why are we paying this? We pay tons of money into this. There are other options. We need to explore them. These buses are empty. I mean, they're basically a Walmart worker shuttle, which I understand, but Walmart should fund it. You know, take a deep dive into their budget, spend a lot of money on publicity and consultants. Those are two areas that should be looked at. Thank you.
Thank you. Anybody else from the public who would like to make a comment for Finance Committee?
Will Haney, 316 Mallard Court. Been on the Carter board now for 5 years. There is no money that comes from the town to Carter. It's done at the county level. It's done with grants. Carter operates the buses in Mount Pleasant for our good. They are basically empty a lot of the time. And so what this committee is supposed to do is just say you've seen that budget and that you want them to approve it. But it does not involve anyone going from the town. Thank you.
Anybody else here that would like to make a public comment? All right. Moving on to the next item of business, employee and special recognitions, Ms. Kotoff.
Yes, sir. Thank you, and good morning. Ron Hughes. It's my pleasure to recognize Ron Hughes as the Employee of the Month. Ron is, by title, an accounting technician, but he's really so much more. He's our researcher for financial systems, discovering additional capabilities and testing capabilities to determine effectiveness. He's our efficiency expert. He has been reviewing each step of the job and finding more ways to effectively get the job done. He's our initiative taker. He delves into training modules to enhance his knowledge and proficiency with our systems. This led him to discover different interfaces in our system. Above all, Ron is an excellent team player and coworker. He willingly shares his knowledge, his time, and upon occasion, his bug-killing skills. Thank you, Ron, for all you do day in and day out. Okay, thank you. Aaron Center, can you please come down? I'm having Aaron represent the team. If you'll hold this, please. Aaron Center is our GIS analyst. On July 11th, he accepted the Special Achievement in GIS or SAG Award for the town of Mount Pleasant. I'd also like to recognize Frankie Pettit, who led the town and led the team until recently. Tony Herman, also a member, and our newest member, Tara Hall. This SAG award is given to user sites around the world to recognize outstanding work with Geographic Information System Technology, or GIS. The town stood out for more than 100,000 others for our GIS team creating efficiencies and dynamic maps and custom applications that provide updates in real time with reduced errors. The data that they have provided is easily accessible to other staff, residents, and our businesses. So thank you to the team, present and past, and to Town Council for your support of technology and our mission of delivering superior performance. So thank you. Thank you.
Marcy, I just want to take this opportunity to thank you as the leader. You know, a team is only is as good as its leader. You know, they can send them in the right direction. I mean, just going by your department and seeing those 24 plaques on the wall is amazing. And so I know, you know, that you've got a great team out there, but they've got a great leader.
Thank you. And I would say it comes from the top down. So thank you.
And I'll also say the new GIS system is really good. Very good. A vast
Again,
improvement.
Thank you.
Really good. All right. We will move on to the next item on our agenda, discussion and possible action with regard to CARTA proposed budget. Ms. Kotoff.
And Mr. Chair, Daniel Brock is here representing
yes.
CARTA.
Yes. Daniel, if you'll please come up if we have any questions or anything. I just give you the floor if you want to do a brief overview.
Sure. Well, we shared. Well, first of all, thanks for having us today. Good to see everyone here. CARTA ridership continues to rebound post-pandemic, but we are in a strong financial situation. Last year, we were able to purchase 27 additional battery electric buses, which will be hitting the streets later this year. So that is pretty much where we're at. I believe you guys had a copy of the budget prior to the meeting. So if there's any questions there, then I'm happy to answer those. A couple of items just, you know, for the audience to know. In Mount Pleasant, there are three big routes that serve the town from the south end all the way out to Wando High School. There's the V-Train shuttle, and there's an express route as well that connects riders to the downtown employment centers. The fixed route alone, has a ridership of about 56,000 people per year, so the buses certainly are not empty. And there is also connections to the north end of the county via Tri-County Link, and that brings people in from the Allendale and Hollywood, Allendale and Pleasantville area, as well as Monk's Corner. So the coverage is there in terms of fixed route and what we have today. We have worked with the town extensively on a transit plan. That is obviously pending some competitive grant funding at some point in the future that would look at a demand response pilot program that would help connect some of the neighborhoods to activity centers and transit nodes. So we are looking to the future as well as to what the transit could look like in Mount Pleasant. But Mount Pleasant certainly is an important part of the CARTA system and the CARTA board, and we appreciate y'all's partnership.
I did want to ask about if anything in the budget was significantly different for this year than it was last year. And I noticed the federal funds went down, the sales tax for Charleston County. Is that just increased revenue from increased sales, or are y'all getting a higher percentage from the county with sales tax, or how is that?
The federal money went down. We received or won competitively so much in grant funding for those electric buses. That was a big switch.
Gotcha.
So those were one-time purchases that wouldn't have.
Okay. All right. And then just a reminder, so you guys do not receive any funding directly from the town of Mount Pleasant. It comes from the bulk of the funding is obviously federal and Charleston County sales tax.
That's right. Then we have a number of partnerships with major employers downtown, NUSD, and College Charleston, their students and staff.
All right, let's get this on the record. MUSC students and staff, College of Charleston students and staff, they ride for free due to partnerships. We also have an advertising program, so the bus wraps help fund some of that as well. But the primary sources are half cent sales tax from the county and then federal funding as well.
Okay. I was just going to ask you, you mentioned about the electric bus. And I see where the master plan, electric bus master plan, has been removed on here, on the paperwork that was given us. So I was just wondering, because I thought I just heard you say that you increased your electric bus services.
Sure. The master plan was approved and adopted earlier this year, so that is now in place and rolling.
Okay. This must be a mistake. It just says it has been removed on my sheet of paper here. Okay.
Well, it is.
I believe
it's completely adopted.
I believe you. I'm with you, man. I like it.
Right.
Ms. Corley?
So, just to get clarification, so our residents do support CARTA, but through Charleston County taxes.
Right.
Right, okay.
Right. And that was, you know, part of a referendum that was passed multiple times. So.
Gotcha.
And there is, I will add one caveat. The Beach Reach Shuttle is a partnership between CARTA, the town of Mount Pleasant, and the city of Isle of Palms, and each entity brings about $8,000 for the season to that partnership.
And how has the ridership been on that this summer?
We're approaching 300 riders at this point, so we've got 5 weeks left. And again, as we do with this, this is the second season that we've offered that. Operationally, has worked very well. We'll take a look at the end of the season to assess if the partners want to move forward with that again. And but it is an important.
Does that run daily, or is that?
It runs on the weekends between Labor Day, Memorial Day, and Labor Day. Also, those holidays, the 4th of July, et cetera.
And just one more thing. I agree with that. I think it's fantastic that people are able to get on the bus and go. With the parking over there on the beaches, as you know, I'm sure you see on people's websites and everything else about the parking over there. And so I think that's a very important plan that you guys have, and I really appreciate y'all doing that. I know a lot of citizens appreciate it as well.
Yeah, sure, and it's great that the town has been such a willing partner on that, and we appreciate it on our side as well.
Mr. Chapman, did you have any questions or anything? Okay. Do I hear any motions?
I'm sorry, I can't get it off mute.
Okay.
I'm going to have to abstain from voting. I did have some points, but I probably did not say anything simply because I'm going to have to abstain from voting.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion that we approve the budget as written and provided to us.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Or any abstentions?
Yes, please let the record reflect that I abstained from voting.
Okay. All right. With that, we will move on to item number 6, which is to adjourn. Thank you.
Thank you.